A reading from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraven in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our great Redeemer, in the sacrifice of your Son you put to death our wretched flesh, and in his rising restored our life. Grant that we may always cling to Christ by faith in this life, and that at the last we may rejoice to stand in our own flesh and see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Comfort, sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives. grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, through his crucified Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The word of God for this meditation comes to us from the reading from Job 19. Did we just have an Easter hymn? Aren't we jumping the gun just a little bit? It's still a few hours until we get to the sunrise service. Have I lost my mind? No. We've gone through the season of Lent, and these devotions tonight talking about the victory we have in Lent. And there is no greater victory than knowing that your Redeemer lives. In the midst of his suffering, Job deeply desired his testimony to be written down. Job's testimony was the knowledge that his Redeemer lives, a Redeemer that would not take on flesh for another couple millennia. But he lived at that time. He lives now. He has always lived. He will always live. This is the great victory of Christianity, an eternal Redeemer, a Redeemer who not only knows life and death, a Redeemer who rules over life and death. Job knew about life and death. He was a very rich man, 7 sons and 3 daughters, vast livestock and servants. Satan took it all away in one fell swoop. After that didn't cause Job's faith to stumble, Satan took away his health. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. While everything horrible happened to him, Job remained faithful to God. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job lost everything, but his faith was not shaken. On the other hand, the disciples' faith always seemed to be shaken. When the rich young man went away sorrowful, the world was rocked. They thought, like so many thought then, like so many still think, that wealth is a sign of God's favor. But Jesus the Redeemer speaks of God's favor coming from forsaking worldly things. Just as he forsook heaven for your redemption, he calls you to forsake everything worldly. But he promises great rewards. To the rich man he promised treasure in heaven. To the disciples he promised, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, and in the age to come, eternal life. His redemption brings great joy and promises. You have the same Redeemer as Job, as the disciples, even as the rich young man. While Job tasted life and death, while most of the disciples suffered martyrdom, your Redeemer has not only tasted both, he has conquered both. He lived in eternity as the Son of the Father, the second person of the Trinity, begotten of the Father before all worlds, begotten to be the Redeemer of mankind. He conquered sin and death by his own sinless death. Mankind's redemption is Jesus' conquest of death and sin. This conquest gives you faith like Job, unshakable faith. Faith the disciples didn't know at first. Even when everything is taken from you, you have one thing that is much greater. Faith in Christ, your Redeemer. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. And my flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.